B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Irvin Daf Chof Hey. We're going to start two lines from the top of the Omid. Says the Gemara, Karpeif Yoisa mi beis sosaim. A karpeif, an enclosed area that was typically used just for storage, it was not used for residential purposes. Sheloi hukaf ledira, when the walls around this karpeif were made, they were made not with the intentions of serving residential purposes. It was made just in order to encircle the karpeif, obviously, but not for residence. Ubo lemato, and we know that the halacha is that a karpeif sheloi hukaf ledira, if it's more than 5,000 square amos, which is called beis sosaim, the size, which happened to be the same size as the yard of the Mishkan, 100 amos by 50 amos, the area in which you can sow, you can plant 2 saw of produce. And if it's more than beis sosaim, then if it was mukaf ledira, you can carry there. If it was not mukaf ledira, you cannot carry there. Now, what can a person do if he's got a beis sosaim that's he's got a karpif which is more than a beis sosaim and he wants to carry there? There's two things he can do. Either he can change the status of the mukafla, ain mukafla dira, and make it mukafla dira somehow. As we discussed in a previous Gemara, if he were to break down part of the wall, a breach of more than 10 amos, and then repair it, or if he can somehow make a Einoi mukaf ladira into a mukaf ladira, then the size is not going to disturb us. Another way would be if somehow he can reduce the area, the usable area inside the karpeif, from being more than 5,000 square amis to being 5,000 square amis or less. And then again, even if it's einoi mukaf ladira, if it's not larger than beis hasaim, you're allowed to carry that. So that's in today's Gemara, we're going to see different examples of either reducing the area of the karpeif or changing the status of its walls. So the Gemara is saying now, ubo lematoi. Here we're discussing if this person does not want to make new walls, he wants to reduce the usable area and space within the karpeif, then miatoi beilonis. If he tried to do that by planting trees there, lo yhava miut, it's not considered that he's reduced the usable space of a karpeif, because it's not unusual for a karpeif to have trees. Trees is part of what a karpeif is and not a contradiction to what a karpeif is. So putting trees there is not going to reduce the area of the karpeif. Bono boy amud. If, however, he builds there a pillar, and pillars in the middle of any area are not serving the area, gvoya asora, providing that it's 10 tfochim high, if it's less than 10 tfochim high, then it will not be sufficient. If it's 10 tfochim high, v'rochav arba, if it's 4 tfochim wide, this pillar, then have a miut, then it's significant enough that it's considered that you've reduced the area of the karpif. If, for example, the karpif was 5,001 square amuis, and you reduced it by making this amud, this pillar, which is 10 tfochim high and 4 tfochim wide and however thick it needs to be, and then if so, then you've reduced it to 5,000 or less, and then you can carry in the area even though it's not mukaf ledira. Pochois migimel, if this pillar that you're putting up, not only is it not 4 tfochim wide, it's actually less than 3 tfochim wide, loy mahani, then this pillar is completely insignificant and therefore will not serve to minimize the area of the karpif. Migimel v'ad dalad, if it's from 3 tfochim, including 3 tfochim, up to 4 tfochim, excluding 4 tfochim, then that's going to be a machlekes rabba and rava. Rabba Omar have a miut. Rabba is makel. Rabba says that it is considered significant enough that it's considered that you've minimized the area of the karpif. Rava Omar le have a miut. Rava says if it's not 4 tfochim or more wide, it's not significant enough to reduce the area of the karpif. Rabba Omar Miot, why does Rabba say it is considered Miot? Dehonofik le mitoiras lovud. We see elsewhere that three tfachim is considered significant. Any area less than three tfachim, any airspace of less than three tfachim, we say lovud. We say it's just an extension of the wall or the solid area next to it. Three tfachim is already a significant enough area that you cannot, virtually speaking, fill it up with lovud. And so you see that three tfachim is considered significant, so too the width of this pillar, if it's three tfachim, it's already significant. Rava omar lo yhav miut. Rava says it's not considered significant regarding this pillar. Kiven de lo yhav mokim dalet, since it's not a size of four, and we know that any mokim, for example, Roshus HaYochid, is only considered a Roshus HaYochid if it's at least 4x4 tfachim. This pillar also, if it's less than 4 tfachim, loichoshiv, it's not considered significant and will not minimize the area of the karpif. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going to discuss somehow changing the status of the walls surrounding this karpif. Hirchik min akoisel dalad. Va'osa mechitza. If you put up a new mechitza, this karpif has four walls. All four were not mukaf ledira. And now on one side, he wants to build another wall. This wall has to be effective. It has to be considered that you've done something significant here and have the status of re-walling the karpif. So what did he do? He made a new wall. The fourth wall, he just made an entirely new wall parallel to the existing wall. If the new wall was four tfachim or more away from the old wall, hoil, then what he's done has been effective, and it's as if he's built a new wall for this karpif. And even if the area within this new wall is still larger than Beis Hasayim, you can carry there because it's considered mukaf ledira. Pochis megimel, if the distance between the old wall and the new wall is less than three tvachim, loy hoil, then it's insignificant. He's widened an existing wall, and that's not considered that you've built a wall which is hukaf ledira. Megimel v'adalad, if the wall is anything from three tvachim and more, up to four tfachim, excluding four tfachim, that's again the same machleik as Rabba and Rava. Rabba omar hoil, Rabba said it's effective and it's considered you made a new wall. Rava omar eino moil, Rava says that since it's still too close, it's not at least four tfachim away from the previous wall, it's not considered its own a new wall, and therefore it's not effective in changing the status of the surroundings of this karpif. Rabba Omar Hoyel, Da'anofik Le Mitoiras Lovud. Rabba says three tvachim is already significant since you no longer say Lovud. Rava Omar Eino Moyel, Kiven Deloy Hava Mokim Dalet Le Choshiv. Rava says that to be considered a significant area, it has to be at least four tvachim wide. Rav Simi Masni Lekula. Rav Simi learned all the halachas we just saw now, which is both cases, either reducing the area of the karpif by putting a pillar there, or recreating a wall by making a new wall a certain distance away from the previous wall. In both those cases, the way we saw it till now was that everybody agrees that four tfachim is significant, everybody agrees that less than three tfachim is insignificant. The machlekes is between three and four. Rav Simi says it lekula, he says that everybody agrees if it's three tfachim or more, it is significant. Even Rava is going to agree with that. Where's the machlekes if it's less than three tfachim? If it's less than three tfachim, even though it's insignificant, even regarding lovud, Rabba says nonetheless, it's considered an omud, a pillar that reduces the area of the karpef, or it's considered a new wall regarding mukaf ledira. And Rava says since it's less than three tfachim, it will not be significant. It's not going to be effective. But the machlekes is only less than three, but three and more, everybody will agree it is okay. And that's what Rav Simi says, masni lekula, that's how he learned the machlekes more leniently than the original version we had in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Toch boitit. Here we're talking about reducing the area, the usable area within a karpev. If the karpev was exactly 5,000 square amas large, and tochbeitit, and he applied some mud onto the existing walls of the karpif, and now the walls, having become thicker, have reduced the area of the karpif, the airspace of the karpif itself, and now it's less, or it's not more than 5,000 square amris. Then it depends. If this layer of mud, technically speaking, could have stood on its own, that means in the event that you were to remove the wall behind it, the mud would be able to stand on its own, which means it has enough body to itself that it can hold itself, have a milt. Then it's considered, obviously it's 10 tfachim high, it's considered that you've reduced the area of the karpif. If, however, this mud in and of its own right would not be strong enough and firm enough to stand, and it's only standing because it's applied onto the wall, then it's the same, or again a machloikus. Rabba Omar have a mute. Rabba says that it is considered that the airspace within the carpet has been reduced. Rava Omar lo have a mute. Rava is machmir and says that since this mud on its own cannot stand, therefore it's not considered significant enough to reduce the area within the karpif. Rabba Omar have a miot hashta mihokoi. Rabba says it doesn't matter what would happen if the wall behind it was removed. Now it's standing, now the mud is there, it is reducing the airspace, because you if you measure the airspace, the mud is taking up some space, and therefore it's effective. Rava Omar lo yav miut kiven de lo yochel amekum bifnei atzmoi lo yklum hu. Rava says that something that cannot stand independently and only on its own rights, then it's as if it's totally insignificant, as if it's not there, and therefore it does not help to reduce the airspace within the karpif. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going back to reconstructing the walls to try and make them mukaf ledira. Hirchik min hatil. If on the fourth side of the karpif, the wall was actually a mound that was 10 tvachim high, the whole area was not mukaf ledira. This person now wants to have recreate one of the walls, this fourth wall, to make it mukaf ledira. That means he wants to make the wall with the intentions of serving the area inside for residential reasons. And we have to remember, by the way, that just changing your intentions of what you're using the karpif for is not enough. That's called hukaf ulabasoif posach. If you first enclose an area not for residential purposes, eina mukaf ledira, and then you decide to open an entrance into the karpif from a house that's adjacent to it, and suddenly you want to use the karpif for residential purposes, that would not be enough, because the surroundings were made, the walls were made, not for the intentions of residential purposes. And adding in, changing your intentions later is not good enough. It's called hukaf. First you surrounded the area, and only then you opened an area and you opened an entrance into this karpif from a house, and now the karpif can serve the house. However, if it was posach ulabasoif hukaf, if the home with the entrance of the home was there before, which means that when you made the walls, it was already made with the intentions of serving residential purposes, then it's called mukaf ladira, and you can carry there even if it's larger than beis sosaim. So when the walls, now we're talking about a karpif which is larger than beis sosaim, the walls were there before he chose to make it mukaf ladira. Now he wants to make it mukaf ladira, but he has to reconstruct at least one of the walls. What's he trying to do? Hirchik min hatel dalad. If he makes a wall four tfachim away from the edge of the mound is making up the fourth wall of the karpif. He reconstructs a wall, he makes a new wall four tfachim away from this mound. Va'osa mechitza, hoyel. Then it's effective. As we saw before, everybody agrees that if the new wall is constructed four tfachim or more away from the previous wall, it's considered that you made a new wall, and now this wall was made mukaf ledira, and therefore you can carry in the karpif. Megimel, if it's between gimel and dalet tfachim, if it's less than gimel tfachim, it's insignificant, as we said before. If it's from 3 till 4 tfachim, Oy Sfas Hatil. Or if what he did was, he made a wall on top of the tail, on top of the mound. He didn't make a wall adjacent to the mound, he made it on top of the mound. Then it's a machlekes, Rav Chisda, Rav Amnuna. Chad Omar Hoyl, one says it's effective, regarding three tfochim away from the mound, that would follow what we said before from Rabba, that three tfochim is already called significant. And on top, and according to that Manda Omar, making a wall on top of the mound is also going to be effective, because you're not making another wall just adjacent to an existing wall. We'll soon see why, but you're making a wall on top of the tail, and so to speak, extending the height of the tail of this mound, then it's an effective wall, and you can carry in the karpif. The Chad Omar, the other Manda Omar, argues and says, Lehoil, this wall is not effective if it's not four tvachim away from the mound. Then, like we saw before from Rava, it's not considered an effective wall. And if it's above the mound, also it's not an effective wall, and we'll soon see why. Tistayim, the Gemara is going to try and bring proof, Rav Chisda Omar, that all we said till now was that it's a machlekes of Chisda and Rav Hamnuna. One says it's effective, one says it's not. But we don't know who says what. So the Gemara is going to try and bring proof that Rav Chisda is the one that says, Hoyil, that these walls are effective. The Itzma, because we learned, Ha'oise mechitza al gabi mechitza. If somebody makes a wall on top of another wall, and this is a topic we've discussed previously already, if you make one wall on top of another wall, Omar Rav Chisda, what did Rav Chisda himself say? B'Shabbos Hoyil. In Hilchas Shabbos, when the halachas of Shabbos, of Roshuyos, is dependent on walls, on the nature of the partitions surrounding the area, Hoyil, it's considered that it's a good mechitza. When would you need in Hilchas Shabbos to have a mechitza on top of another mechitza? You already have a mechitza. It's already a reshus. The answer is here, regarding Karpif, where the original wall was not Mukaf Ladira. You want to change the status to Mukaf Ladira, so you put a wall on top of the existing wall, and that in Hilchas Shabbos it will be sufficient, and you'll be able to carry there on Shabbos. Ubenechse Hager. However, in Nechse Hager, there it's a bit different. What is Nechse Hager? A Ger, a convert, where halachically speaking, all the relatives of his from before he converted are not considered his relatives. When a person is Nizgair, he converts, he's like a newborn child with no relatives. So if he then built a family and he has a wife, he has children, then they can inherit whatever he left over. But if this convert died with no relatives, then all his possessions are hefka. Whoever comes and makes a kinyan and acquires and does an act of acquiring his property, he's the one that's going to take possession of them. What's an act of acquiring? How do you make a kinyan? So it's either no'al, godar, or porat. You have to improve the land. If you do something that improves the land, you make a door, you open a doorway, you may, the Noel Godar Poras, these are Sugis in Baba Basra, then that's called an improvement to the property and your koina. So what happens if in the Nechse HaGer, if somebody put a wall on top of another wall, that means the home of this Ger had a wall, this person wants to be koina after the Ger died, wants it to, he just extends the wall, he makes it higher. So if Chisda says that regarding Nechse HaGer, loikona, that's not good enough. In the case of the Karpif, the wall is already there. Minatayr, it's already Roshus Hayochid. All you want to do is change its status to Hukuf Ladira. For that, it'll be good enough. But to actually, to be called that you created a wall, that you improved the land, that it's not good enough if you just extend the wall. Rav Sheshes argued with Rav Chisda and said, Af b'Shabbos nami loy hoil. Rav Sheshes is the one that said, not like Rav Chisda, probably like Rav Hamnuna, he said that a mechitza al gabe mechitza, even for Hilchas Shabbos, is not good enough. Tis time, so we have proof that it's Rav Chisda who says that in Hilchas Shabbos, a mechitza on top of a mechitza is sufficient, and it will be Rav Hamnuna and Rav Sheshes who argue. Omer Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda added, Umoydali Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes will agree with me, even though Rav Sheshes argued with me, and said that in Hilchas Shabbos, a mechitza al gaba mechitza is not considered a mechitza, he will agree with me, Shem osa mechitza al hatil, that if he didn't just simply extend the wall that existed, there Rav Sheshes argues with Rav Chisda and says it's not considered a good wall, an effective one. However, if you put a wall on top of a tail, which we're talking about here, you put a wall on top of a mound, Shehoil, that he's going to agree with me that even though it's a mechitza al gabi mechitza, it's a wall on top of another wall, nonetheless it will be significant and he'll be able to carry within the karpif. My tama, why should that be true? Hoyelu ba'avir mechitza se'elyeina is hudar. It's true that regarding and relative to the area on the floor of this karpef, there it's been totally ineffective. You haven't done anything. It's insignificant, the fact that you've extended the wall up. However, this mound may have been very wide, and there's a whole area on top of the mound that was not benefiting from the height of the mound or the walls around the karpef. Its main benefit is going to be from the walls that are actually built on top of the mound. Since the wall on top of the mound is serving anyone who wants to use the area on top of the mound, therefore it's called a significant wall, and he'll be able to carry in the whole karpif. Continues the Gemara. Boya Rabba Bar Bar Chona. Rabba Bar Bar Chona asks the following question. Nivla'u mechitzois hatachtoinois, vohe'elyoinois kayomois. We saw that if there's a mechitza al gabi mechitza, in that case, since we don't need an extension of the wall, then it's not considered a significant wall, and it's not considered that it's mukaf ledira. What's going to be if at some point on Shabbos the walls sunk into the ground? Or not only Shabbos, in Nechsei Ager it will be the same question. What happens if the original walls sank into the ground, and now all you're left with is the new wall, the wall that was extended? Do we say that now, since now the old walls have gone, and the new walls are the ones that are serving us, that it's called that you've done a good kinyan, or that it's called that it's mukaf ledira, or not? That was the question Rabbi Bar Chona asked. Nivlu'u mechitzois hatachtoinois, if the lower part of the wall got sunk into the ground, ve'elyoinois kayomois, and now only the top part is what's still there. Mahu, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara Lamai. Let's try and discuss this. Ile nechse hageir, if you're asking what's with nechse hageir, if this person went into the property of a convert that had died without relatives, and he just extended an existing wall. And we said before, since you haven't improved the property in any way, because there were walls even before you extended them, what's the point in extending them? In Hilchas Shabbos, it could be that extending them, there's an advantage to it on some level, because it was not mukaf ledira, now you added the aspect of mukaf ledira. But in the case of Nechse Hager, you haven't improved the property in any way. This is exactly the case that Yirmiyah Biro discussed, because there's another halacha in the way you koina nechse hager, and that is that when the improvement that you do to the property of the ger has to happen when you're doing the act of acquiring. If however you do an act now and only later the property improves itself, that's not considered that you've done a kinyan. It's called that the improvement happened on its own. Here also, when you extended the wall, you did not improve the property. Afterwards, the original wall sank, and you're left with what you extended. That happened on its own with the passage of time. So it's not a kinyan. Let's see that inside. The Omer Yirmiya Biro, Omer of Yehuda. Hai man de shoda lifta apilo de aro de geir. This person who threw a turnip into a crack in the ground belonging to a deceased convert. Va'asi Yisrael Achrina, and then another person came after him, Rafak Bapurta, and he dug a little bit. Digging a field is definitely an improvement to the property. The halacha is Basra Koni, the second person, his kinyan was valid, and he's now in possession of the property. Kama Loi Koni, and the first person who put the turnip into the crack, He's not done a kinyan. My tama, The reason is, Be'idno d'shodo, at the time that he put the turnip into the crack, and obviously when he put it into the crack, he didn't do any digging. If he did any digging, then he's already koina. He just put it into an existing crack. At that time, loy koshovach, the property did not get improved in any way. Ki koshovcha, later on, when the turnip started growing, it took root, and now it's starting to expand, and to grow further, then it's an improvement. But at that point, ki koshovcha, memele koshovcha, the improvement is happening on its own, and therefore the first person did not, his kinyan is not valid, and the kinyan of the second person is valid. So that's, but this condition that it has to be, that the improvement has to be when you're building it, when you're doing the improvement, that is in halacha that's unique to Nechse Hagir. What's with Hilchus Shabbos? Ve'elo le'inyon Shabbos. Regarding Shabbos, you have a karpeif which is not mukaf ledira. You extended the wall, it was insignificant and therefore ineffective. Now on Shabbos, the wall sank and now you have the existing wall. The question now is, do we say that since all you have now is the existing wall and the new part of the wall, and the new part of the wall was built mukaf ladira, at this point the karpif is called mukaf ladira and you can carry there, or not? Ve'elo le'inyon Shabbos, the Gemara says, as far as Shabbos is concerned, then it's considered that you've made this new wall. When did this new wall happen? It happened on Shabbos. Because before Shabbos, because when you built the wall, it was insignificant. The part above the ten tefachim, above the existing, the old wall, was not necessary. Was totally insignificant. Now that the top part became significant, it's as if this new type of wall was created on Shabbos when the wall sank. So it's have a mechitza hanasa b'Shabbos. It has the same halachas as any mechitza that was made on Shabbos. V'tanya, kol mechitza anase b'Shabbos, bein b'shoigig bein b'meizid, shmo mechitza. Any wall that is made on Shabbos is considered a legal separation, partition, regarding Shabbos, irrespective of whether you made the wall on b'shoigig, b'meizid, if it was mutter, if it was osar, whatever the situation is, it's considered a good mechitza. If so, here too, it's considered that you've made, that this new wall happened on Shabbos. It happened on Shabbos, and this new part of the wall is mukaf ledira. You can carry in the whole karpif. Ask the Gemara, lav itma lo omer v'nachman loishonu elo lizroik aval taltel osur. This brisa that says a wall that happens on Shabbos is considered a wall, is that not only biblically speaking that it's considered a reshus hayochid, that if you throw or carry from outside of this area, from the Rishus HaRabim into this area, that you've transgressed carrying from one Rishus to another, but not that you're actually allowed to carry within the area. The Chachomim said, since this wall was made on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make walls on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry in this area. So to this Karpeif, it's true that this area is considered that it's got a wall, that it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, but to carry inside an area where you're relying on walls that were made on Shabbos, that would be awesome. So what does it help you here? Answers the Gemara, ki itmar de Rav Nachman amezid itmar. This that Rav Nachman said, that a wall that's made on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use those walls for this Shabbos to carry in, is only if you transgress the issa of making a wall b'mezid intentionally. But over here, you didn't transgress anything. The wall just sunk in, and the new part of the wall you built before Shabbos now becomes relevant on Shabbos, not by an intentional act of Chilul Shabbos. Therefore, you are allowed to use these walls, and you're allowed to carry in the karpif. Continues the Gemara, Hahi itza de'ovda mechitza al gabi mechitza b'nechse hager. There was this woman that she realized that a convert had died, he'd left some property, she wanted to acquire the property, so she just extended the walls of the property, of the ger, and made them higher. Osa hu gavra. And then another person came after her, Rafak Bapurta, and dug a little bit in the property, improving the property. Osa lekameda Rav Nachman. They came to Rav Nachman and asked Rav Nachman, who's kaina? She did her act first, but was it a significant kinyan? Was it an effective kinyan or not? Oikma biyodi. Rav Nachman said, the halacha is, it belongs to the second person, the one that dug, not to the first one, to that woman that extended the walls. Osas ihi v'kotzovcha kamei. She came shouting in front of Rav Nachman. Omar lo, Rav Nachman explained to her, my eved loch, what can I do to you? What can I help? How can I help you? Deloi mechazkes kede mechazke inshi. You did not take possession of this property in the way that people take possession. The way people take possession is by improving the property. By adding height to an existing wall, you're not improving any property. And therefore, you're not koina. Continues the Gemara. And here we're talking about where you have a very large area, and let's take a karpe, for example, which is 3 saw, which is 1.5 times the allowed 5,000 square amis. It's 750 square amis. You're not allowed to carry there if it was not mukaf ladira. The question is there any way of splitting these two areas that it should be considered as two parts, neither of them being more than 5,000 square amis, and then you can carry in them karpeif beis sholish. If you had a karpeif that was not mukaf ladira and it was 3 saw large, the kiraboy beis saw. What he did was he put a roof over 1 saw. It means a third of the area he covered with a roof. The 2/3, which is exactly 5,000 square amis, not more, not less, he left without the roof. So the question is, do we say now that you have 2 karpeifs next to each other, 1 of 2 saw, 1 of 1 saw, and you're allowed to carry there? Or do we say no, it's still considered a single large karpeif, which is more than 5,000 square amis, you're not allowed to carry there. Rava Omar, Rava says, Avir Kiruyov Miyasri. Rava says that the airspace under the roofed part of the karpeif is considered an extension of the unroofed part, and it's considered a karpeif which is 3 saw, 7,500 square amis, and you cannot carry that. Rav Zeira Omar. Rav Zeira says, no, ein avir kiyurov meyatre. The airspace under the roofed part of the karpeif is not considered an extension of the unroofed part, and you can carry in both areas. Ask the Gemara, Leima Rava v'Rav Zeira v'plukta d'Rava Shmuel k'miflegi. How are we understanding the machlekes between Rava and Rav Zeira? We say that Rava says, let's take Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira says that the two areas are considered separate areas. How does that happen? Just because you've roofed it in? It's one area, it's got one wall going around the whole thing. Why is it not considered an area of 3 saw? Why is it considered a 2 separate areas? The answer is that we have Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai called Pi Tikra Yoyered V'Soisim. When you have a completely flat roof, and the edge of the roof, let's say, is a tefach thick, then we consider the edge of the roof as if, virtually speaking, is extended right down. Pi Tikra, the mouth of the roof, Yoyered, so to speak, comes down V'Soisim and blocks off the area. So Rav Zeira says, Pi Tikra Yoyered V'Soisim, and therefore the two parts of the karpeif are not an extension, one of each other. Rava holds, you do not say Pi Tikra Yoyered V'Soisim. So the Gemara is saying, is this true? Is this machlekes between Rava and Rav Zeira the same machlekes as Rav Shmuel? Leimer Rava v'Rav Zeira b'plukta d'Rav Shmuel k'miflegi. D'itmar, Achsadra b'biko. And Achsadra is a roofed-in area which is totally open. That means it's got no walls. It's only a roof, and the roof is standing on 4 pillars. And this is in the middle of a bikkur. A bikkur in the middle of fields. The fields have the halachas of a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry 4 amos within a karmelis. But here you have this achsadra, which is just a roof on 4 posts, standing in the middle of this field. Rav Omar mutil taltil bekula. Rav says you can carry under the whole area of the achsadra. Why? We say Pi Tikra Yoyered V'Soisim, the roof of this achsadra, it's as if it's enclosing the areas and you can carry there. Ushmuel Omar, Ein Metaltelin Elo B'Dalad Amos. Shmuel says that we do not say Pi Tikra, and we do not view the edge of the roof as coming down and closing the area, and therefore you cannot carry there. It has the halachas of a karmelis. Rav Omar Mutter Letaltel Bekula Omrinon Pi Tikra Yoyered V'Soisim. Ushmuel Omar Ein Metaltelin Elo Arba Amis Loy Omrinon Pi Tikra Yoyered V'Soisim. As we explained, that's what the Gemara says. So now the Gemara is suggesting that Rav, who says Pitzik Royerid Vesaisim, is the same as Rav Zera, who says that the two parts of the Karpaif are considered as two different areas. Because Pitzik Royerid Vesaisim, Rava that said that the two parts of the Karpaif is considered one area, is not saying Pitzik Royerid Vesaisim. He's following Shmuel that doesn't say Pitzik Royerid Vesaisim. And says the Gemara, no. Rava says, Id Avidna Ki Achsadra. Rava says no. He says, I agree with what Rav says that Pitzik Royerid Vesaisim, and nonetheless, over here in the Karpaif, I hold that the two areas are considered one large area, and we don't say Pitzik Royerid Vesaisim. Why shouldn't we say Pitzik Royerid Vesaisim in the case of the Karpaif, with the roofing of the Karpaif, if he does say it by the Achsadra? Hochabamayaskinan de Ovdoki Urzila. He made it like a shed. And a shed typically does not have a flat roof, it has a slanted roof. And a slanted roof, the mouth of the roof is not an absolute right angle. That means if you were to virtually continue the mouth of the edge of this roofing down, it would not be right angle to the floor, because it's on a slope. It's going to curve down at an angle. It's not a curve, it's going to angle down. Since it's not coming down as a 90 degree point, therefore, we do not say Pitzik Royerid Vesaisim. If, however, they would cover this, the Karpaif, with a flat roof, with a Pitikra, we would say Pitzik Royerid Vesaisim, and then Rava will agree to Reb Zera that the two areas of the Karpaif have separated, and you can carry in both. Continues the Gemara. Omer Reb Zera. Reb Zera said, now Reb Zera, who was the one that said before that the two parts of the Karpaif are separate. Umaydina, but I agree, says Abzera, Bekarpaif she nifrats b'milu'oi l'chotzer she osar. If you have a Karpaif, which is a large enclosed area, which is opening into a chotzer, and the chotzer is even wider than the Karpaif, and the end of the Karpaif is totally breached open, and it's open into a chotzer, which is even wider than it. In that case, Ubzera says, I agree that you're not allowed to carry in the Karpaif. Which means, in the case where the Karpaif is exactly 5,000 square amis, exactly base osayim, it was walled in. Now they broke open the walls, it's open into the chotza. Now the area, the Karpaif plus the chotza, is more than base osayim. In that case, Ubzera says, there I agree that you're not allowed to carry in the Karpaif. Even though Arab Zera say that if you have a roof over part of the Karpaif and part of the Karpaif is not roofed in, that they are separate. If, however, the extension of the Karpaif is a chotzer, then you're not allowed to carry in the Karpaif. It's considered as if the Karpaif is now more than 5,000 square amis and you cannot carry there. Maske Flor of Yosef. Rav Yosef is now asking a question on what we just saw now, on what Rav Zera said. V'chi avir hamutar loy oisroy? I don't understand. You're allowed to carry in the fact that there's a chotza adjacent to a karpaif is not a problem. It's considered a single rushus. You're allowed to carry from one to the other. How can it be that if you open up a karpaif into a chotza, you're allowed to carry in the chotza, you're allowed to carry in the karpaif, you're allowed to carry from the karpaif into the chotza, how can that chotza now make that the karpaif is osa? No one is suggesting that the karpaif itself became more than 5,000 square amis. The chotza didn't become a karpaif, the chotza is a chotza. The chotza was mukaf ladira. The Karpaif was not mukaf ladira. So why should it be osa? He says, I don't understand. How it's not making sense. Omer le Abaye. Abaye is saying, first and foremost, who told you that chotza relative to Karpaif is called mutter? He says, v'chi avir hamutter. Do we not say that Chotzer and Karpif is considered two different Rishuyos, even though Min HaTorah they're both Rishus Hayochid, but it's considered the different types of Rishus Hayochid. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other. The fact that the Karpif is totally breached open to a Chotzer, and you're not allowed to carry from the Karpif to the Chotzer, that alone is a reason that you're not allowed to carry in the Karpif. So what's your question? That since the Chotzer is Mutter, you're not allowed to carry from the Karpif to the Chotzer. Says the Gemara, says the Abaye Kaman, Kerub Shimon. If you say that the Chotzer relative to the Karpif is considered an area that's mutter to carry, you must be following Rab Shimon. As we saw in the previous Gemara, and it's a sugya later on, and Daf Peites, that Rab Shimon holds that Karpif and Chotzer is considered one Rishus. It's not considered Karpif. Chotzer is Chotzer, Karpif is Karpif. But they're considered in the same type of Rishus. You can carry from one to the other. If so, says Abaye. Okay, so I understand what you Reb Zeira said, that hoil va'avir chotzer miyatri. Abaye says I can understand what you Reb Yosef is asking. You Reb Yosef asked, how can you Reb Zeira say that now you've broken open the karpif into the chotzer? It's now osur to carry in the karpif, and you Reb Yosef asked, the avir chotzer is mutter. How can it create an issa on the karpif? Okay, at least I understand why you're saying it's mutter, because you're following Reb Shimon. But even according to Reb Shimon, I can understand why it should be osur. Why Reb Zeira is saying it should be osur to now carry in the karpif? Why? Reb Shimon nami ho'ika avir mokim mechitzos. When you broke down this wall, it's not that now the chotzer is the area of the chotzer is an extension to the karpif. No. What's happened is that the wall space itself, normally the 5,000 square meters are measured within the enclosure. You had a wall there. Now you've broken open the fourth wall altogether. The space where the wall itself was standing is now airspace, usable space, that's part of the karpif. Those extra few amos or inches or whatever it is of the wall are now an extension to the karpif itself. It's now more than, the karpif is more than 5,000 square amos. That's why you cannot carry that. And that's why Reb Zeira said that it was also to carry in the karpif, and it's an answer to the question of Rav Yosef. The Omer of Chizda, we're going to bring proof to that. Rav Chizda said, "Karpeif shenifretz b'milu'oi lechotzer, chotzer muteres v'karpeif osur." Rav Chizda said a very interesting term. He said, the case we're talking about now, if you had a karpeif that was broken open into a chotzer that's even wider than it, then the chotzer muteres, you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. Why not? The chotzer is mukaf ladira. Even this wall that's been broken into, it hasn't been totally broken into because the width of the chotzer is wider than the karpif. So you have a little bit of wall on both sides of the entrance into the karpif in the chotzer. And therefore, in the chotzer, it's muta. The karpif osur. But the karpif, since it's totally broken open, it's osur to carry in the karpif. Chotzer maitama, why is it mutter to carry in the chotzer de ikole gifufei? Because the chotzer itself on that wall which has been broken into, there's a little bit of wall on either side which still exists, and therefore it's considered walled in. Asks the Gemara, v'ozimnin de mishkachas lo ipcha. Why is Rav Chizda saying a karpif that got broken into a chotzer, you can carry in the chotzer and not in the karpif? What would be if it would be the other way around? What would be if the karpif was very wide and the chotzer was very narrow and you broke through the end of the chotzer into the karpif? The same would apply, that the part of the chotzer which is totally broken open and only has now three walls, you're not allowed to carry in, and the karpif you are allowed to carry in. Why is Rav Chizda saying, why is Rav Chizda zoning in on one case when the same would be true in the opposite scene? From the fact that Rav Chizda said his halacha this way, it seems that we're not talking about that it depends which one was open to what, and that one of them is open totally, is totally breached open, and then if it's totally breached open to an area that you're not allowed to carry in, then the part that's been totally breached open, you're not allowed to carry in. But if it's not totally breached, if there's a little bit of wall on either side, then even though it's open to an area you're not allowed to carry in, then you're allowed to carry in this area. It cannot be that that's what Rav Chisda is talking about here, because then we're right. It would have said it both ways round. It just depends which area is totally broken open and which area is not totally broken open. If Rav Chisda said his halacha only in the case of chotzer muta, karpef osar, it must be that the other way around it wouldn't be the same. So it must be that Rav Chisda is following Rav Shimon, that says that chotzer and karpef is the same rishus. Which means that even if one is totally broken open into the other, you can still carry there. The only reason, if the chotzer is totally broken open, you cannot carry in the chotzer, is because the area outside the chotzer is one you're not allowed to carry in, relative to the chotzer. But if both areas have the same status, then the fact that it's totally broken open doesn't stop you from carrying. So he's following Rav Shimon. And therefore, it doesn't matter who was broken into who, you can, technically speaking, you can carry in both. Because it's the same rishus. However, there is a case which Rav Chisda is right, where he says, chotzer muta karpef osar, and only that way, not the other way. In what case is that? If the karpef is exactly two saw, 5,000 square amos before the wall got broken. Now the wall got broken. So now it's not that now you can no longer carry in the karpef, not because it's open to a chotzer. No, but because the area where the wall was before, which is now an extension to the airspace of the karpef, it's now beyond 5,000 square amis. It's too big, since it's not mukaf ladira. It's too big. And that's what the Gemara means. So that's what the Gemara. Hazimlin de mishkachas lo ipcha elo, mishum do amrinon ze. In the case of the karpef, where the airspace of the wall itself is an extension to the airspace of the karpef, therefore the avir mechitzos, the air of the mechitzos, miyatroi, extends the area of the karpef to beyond 5,000 square amis. However, in the event that it was the other way around, it was the wall of the chotzer that was broken open into the karpef, there it wouldn't matter. There ain avir mechitzos miyatroi, even though the chotzer is now going to become a little bit larger because of the airspace of where the wall of the chotzer was, which is the opposite case of Rav Chisda, there it would be mutter to carry in the chotzer, even though it's totally breached open. The reason is because the chotzer is mukaf ladira, it doesn't matter how big it is. Therefore, the extra little bit of space will not make it osser. However, if it's the karpef which is broken open, and the karpef before it got broken was exactly 5,000 square amis, now after it's broken open, it's that little bit more than 5,000 square amis, and therefore it's you cannot carry in the karpef, and you can carry in the chotzer. And that's proof to what we said before, that the reason that Reb Zeira said that a karpef shenifratz v'milu'ay l'chotzer, it's also ma'ita mahoil v'avir chotzer miyatroi, what it means is that in the case where the karpef was exactly beis osayim, you broke open the wall, now it's the wall space that was added onto the karpef which makes it osa. And therefore, Rav Yosef's question doesn't apply. Rav Yosef asked, how can you say it's osa if the chotzer itself is considered the same rishus as the karpef, and you can carry one to the other? The answer is, you're right. The problem is not the fact that the chotzer, it's open to a chotzer. The problem is that the fact that the karpef has now become that little bit larger. Continues the Gemara. Hahu bustina, there was this orchard, to have a somich leguda de apadna, that was adjacent to a wall of a mansion. Nofel ashiso braiso de apadna. An outer wall between the mansion and this orchard fell down. And that was the only wall that was actually made that was mukaf ladira. All the other walls around the orchard were not made mukaf ladira. This was the one wall that was mukaf ladira. And now that this wall fell down, this orchard was larger than Beis Osayim. It was more than 5,000 square amis. Are you still allowed to carry in there now? this one wall that was serving a dira, that was serving residential purposes, that was the wall of the mansion that had an entrance into the orchard, has now gone. Sovar Rav Bivi lemeimar lismeich aguda gavioso. Rav Bivi wanted to say that you're right, that the outer wall of the mansion, the one that was walling in the orchard, is gone. But so now you're exposed to the house itself, to the mansion. It's missing a wall. Keep going through the mansion. There's another wall behind it. The outer wall, the wall at the back of the mansion. So maybe that wall is now serving the orchard and should be considered mukaf ladira. Omar le Rav Popi. Rav Popi answered to Rav Bivi, Mishum de osi mimuloi. You, Rav Bivi, you're a son of Abaya. Abaya is a descendant of Eli HaKohen. Eli HaKohen's family, their children, they generally die, they die young. They're short-lived. He says, just because you come from a family that doesn't have so much standing, Amritu mili mulyesa, are you saying things that don't really have any standing, don't have anything to be based on? Hanoch mechitzos legavoy of din, on those walls, that wall, at the other wall of the house, the far wall, was made with the purpose of serving legavoy, was serving inside the house. It wasn't made to serve the orchard outside the house. Leberoy loy of din, it was not made to serve the outside, and therefore it will not be considered a mukaf ladira for the orchard, and therefore you can no longer carry in the orchard until you rebuild a wall that's mukaf ladira. In the next year, we're going to continue from here.